Caroline, thanks for joining me on the show. You're very welcome.
Hi, Amber. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all. Delighted to chat to you. So to start off, Caroline, I want you to tell us a little bit about the business and the work that you do.
DCS Group. We're based in Tralee and we have offices in Dublin. We're an integrated energy solutions company. We've been in business for over 20 years. And I suppose, Amber, basically, we help businesses to see what's really going on with their energy. Where is it being used? And I suppose, more importantly, where it's being wasted. Then we work with them to kind of fix that, whether it's small changes or bigger projects, so they end up using less energy, essentially, and spending less. What we see with most businesses is that they think their energy problem is really around the price they're paying. Mm-hmm. But in reality, a lot of it is just about control, really, on what they're using.
Yeah, okay, brilliant. And obviously energy consumption and the cost of energy as well at the moment, they're really big issues right now. So are you noticing that more and more businesses maybe are reaching out to you, Caroline, I suppose, to find out maybe how you can help them and maybe, I suppose, look at their consumption and reduce their costs overall?
Yeah, definitely, Amber. I'd say we've seen a huge, upsurge in the number of calls we're getting, particularly in the last 12 or 18 months, and obviously the rising cost of energy is having a huge bearing on it. And some companies then, they're kind of ticking the box then as well along the way with their carbon reporting and things like that. But we're definitely seeing companies, where I suppose they just don't know where to go. They see their energy bill rising and they're just kind of reacting to it. They're saying, oh my God, we must do something about this. And they're thinking about solar and they're thinking about changing out their, looking at their heating and their cooling and things like that. Where we try to step in then, Amber, is, we think it's very important to kind of help them understand what their usage is. And really the first thing that we do is we try and help them reduce their consumption, and that can be their electrical, their gas or their oil. And I suppose something else that we see customers kind of coming to us now as well about is actually water, because we do a lot of metering. Are you familiar with the recent changes that have come into force for water? So, up to 12 months ago, water charges were under the remit of all the local authorities, but that now has come in under Irish Water. So I suppose what Irish Water are trying to do now is they're trying to harmonise all the water charges around the country, because different counties were actually charging businesses different rates. And actually Kerry and Tralee, would you believe, are one of the cheapest counties for water for businesses in the country. But that's all changing now. And in fact, there's more changes coming in October of this year for the actual effluent. So that's your water out. So there's going to be a big onus on businesses now, especially on the customer side, to manage their water consumption. So it's going to be very costly now for a business if they have a leak. So we see a lot of businesses coming to us now. They want to put a meter on their water because they want to, have instant real-time visibility on their water usage. And the only way to manage that is to have a meter on so that you're alerted straight away if your consumption has gone up, which normally indicates a leak. So that's something that we're kind of seeing as well at the moment.
Brilliant. Okay, there's lots going on there as well. And it's great to see that you're involved in so many different things. And I know that's kind of one of the main areas, I suppose, that you're passionate about as well, isn't it, Caroline, is working with businesses so they can understand where their energy is actually being used. Because I think you were saying to me, that it could happen that they might look in the wrong areas if they don't understand, I suppose, that aspect of it. So can you explain to us, I suppose, why it is so important that they know where it's being used so they know what steps to take next?
Yeah, look, it's something that we really believe in, understanding where your energy consumption is, and I suppose, defining what your energy balance is. So your energy balance is taking all of your energy uses, assets, and looking at, which one of them is your significant energy users, because, it's your significant energy users are the ones that you need to concentrate on. Now, if your setting is an office environment, that's quite simple because it's just small power. It's your desktops, it's your photocopiers, it's your lighting, your heating. But when you kind of have a facility and you're talking about production lines and compressors and pumps and things like that, you might think you know what's using your energy, but you really don't know till you put in metering. And I suppose, look, there's lots of benefits of putting in metering. And obviously the first one is to kind of really understand where your energy use is and where, if there is waste. But I suppose in our experience, there's nearly always waste, and the waste can be, that's out of hours usage. It can be up to 20% consumption when, the price of energy is going up. That can be a very significant. I suppose the other benefit of metering as well is if you are in a complex facility and you've a lot of machinery and a lot of equipment and pumps and compressors and things, sub-metered and you understand what their kind of efficient load is, and if you're monitoring that on a kind of a daily, weekly basis, if you see that energy kind of, you know, increasing gradually over time, that would indicate to you that, you know, that equipment is definitely in need of a good maybe service overhaul, or indeed it may indicate, you know, that it's time to actually replace it. And, you know, equipment and machinery that's not being serviced regularly, that's a real drag as well on your energy consumption. And again, I suppose we see people and companies, you know, they install their solar panels and things like that, but they can't ever really quantify after, you know, the actual savings that it's kind of made for them, because, you know, the energy prices might be going up and you don't really know what your solar is contributing. But if you had put metering in first, you would understand your actual kilowatt hours usage is, you put up your solar and you can see the drop in kilowatt hours. That might necessarily translate into reduced energy costs, because, you know, energy costs are going up. But you could see the reduction in kilowatt hours because you have it metered. And you can also, we also meter the actual solar installation as well, so you know what it's generating. You know, if you are metering, you can correctly size your solar. And I suppose another just advantage of having metering as well is, if you're a company that has to report on your ESG metrics and things like that, if you've metering installed, it's very easy for the individual who has to collate all that information. You know, they have that all that information at their fingertips. And as I said as well, it's, I think it's going to be very important now for companies going forward to meter their water, because of the implications and the costs of kind of not detecting a leak in time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know as well that, I suppose it's probably a misconception that, you know, the cost of this is so much, I suppose, and that it's years down the line, I suppose, before people can maybe see the benefits of it coming back to them. But there are so many grants available, aren't there, to support both the monitoring and the energy upgrades as well, Caroline, and they're worth looking into.
Oh, 100%, Amber, yeah. I suppose on the metering side of things, if you're an Enterprise Ireland client, they have a very good grant. If you're spending over €10,000 on your energy every year, you can get a grant for installing metering, which is 50% of the cost of the project. And, you know, if you put in your metering and you can see that you've waste, we often see that the return on investment in putting in metering like can be, you know, as low as 6 months. And then the local enterprise office as well, they've got very good grants available as well for companies to put in metering as well. And then for the other projects, then, you know, the larger, more kind of complex projects, then, like, you know, looking at your heating and cooling, solar, there's two options there, I suppose. You can go straight direct to SEAI to get a solar grant, and there's usually a quick turnaround in time for those. There's another avenue as well then to get it, you know, to get involved in a community energy grant. That's for kind of more complex projects where you have a number of things going on. You might be putting up some solar, you might be looking at your heating and cooling, you might be maybe electrifying your facility, you know, getting rid of oil. So if there's a couple of different elements to the project, the CEG grant route is probably the best one. And there are a number of organisations out there that facilitate that, but we're kind of a totally integrated solution. So we would project manage that from start to finish. You know, we would start off with the metering piece, then move on and kind of look at the opportunities then for doing the different projects. We work with the SEAI, you know, sometimes they're, depending on the size of the solar installation, there may not be planning required. We'd look after all of that. We would deal with the ESB as well. That can be very complicated. Like, there's lots of different forms that you have to fill out. And once the solar is installed, then you need to get the ESB around again to complete witness tests. So that's kind of really where we come in. It's kind of a turnkey solution. But definitely there is grants available, you know, to help companies to get these projects done.
Brilliant. That's great to hear. And I suppose just before we finish up, I wanted to ask you as well, because I think everyone, when they look at these kind of projects and they're thinking about possibly doing them as well, Caroline, what they want to know straight away is the return on their investment. So what can businesses actually realistically expect?
You know, for installing metering, if you put in a few meters into your business, in our experience, you can get a return of investment as low as 6 months up to 12 months. And solar, the typical return on investment in that is be about 5 years, because the cost of solar has come down. Now you can look at batteries as well. Batteries, you know, a couple of years ago were very expensive, but the cost of those has come down. But I suppose the batteries are only suitable for typical businesses, you know, that are kind of closed at the weekends, that are not using it and that can charge up at the weekend and they can use it then on Monday when things open up again. And I suppose the other thing to say as well is that, you know, solar isn't suitable for every business either. You know, people just automatically assume it is. For example, schools in the middle of the summer when it's the peak generation season, the schools are all closed. So, you know, it's horses for courses. But I think because the cost of solar and things have come down recently, the return on investment is getting much more attractive. And that then coupled with the grants that are available through SEAI, you know, it does make it a worthwhile thing to look at now, I think.
It certainly does. No, it sounds like it's great. And it sounds like that you have a lot going on in the county as well, which is fantastic to hear. But Caroline, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me this evening. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
Thanks, Amber. Appreciate it. Lovely to talk to you.